We love a bit of scandal on breakfast, and for what's all that about today, we're at a little spot in Dalkeith that I've never heard of before, but it's got a great story. So where have you brought us today, Richard?
Well, we're at the site of the old Dalkeith hot pool. It started out life basically as a hole that filled with water in the 1920s, hot water. Now, the water was coming from a broken artesian well. In the early 1900s, when they were building Sunset Hospital, they needed a supplementary supply of water. And the builder bored down on the foreshore here until he hit water, which actually happened to be under pressure and was hot water. Now, he bored down nearly half a kilometre, so it was quite a deep hole. And the water went up under its own pressure to the hospital on the top of the escarpment here. In the 1920s, this bore cracked and the water leaked in and formed this pool. And it became very popular.
So it became something like a hot spring type of thing.
That's right. It was believed to be a spa. You know, you'd come here and it would cure all your ills. Now, evidently, an analysis of the water showed that it had nothing more than a little bit of salt in it. No other curative things like
wishful that. Thinking.
Yes, many of the spas around the world had. And so it was popular with campers and yachters using the river, which is just behind you there. And, of course, youngsters who'd come and play. But it wasn't long before the pool gained a notorious reputation, mainly thanks to the Perth Mirror.
So tell me what happened.
The Mirror was the paper that everyone in Perth loved to hate, and it used scandal and titillation to gain its audience. And people used to come down here and skinny dip at night.
See, that is quite scandalous. The early 20s and people are getting their gear off and hopping in the hot pool.
Absolutely, getting your kit off in those days. You know, we're still in the remnant of the Victorian era where even the table legs were covered because it was unseemly to have them uncovered. And so people would pop down here, get their bathers off and have a quick paddle at night. Very nice. But of course, the Mirror played on this. And here's an example from the Mirror of the 7th of December, 1935. Nudity at Dalkeith. Police raid hot pool. Fines follow in city court today. And then the report goes, in the early hours of this morning, the police descended on the hot pool at Dalkeith and there discovered two young men bathing in the nude. Also present were two girl companions who only wore one minute garment each. So, you know, oh dear. The quartet were charged in the Perth Police Court this morning when one man was fined £5 and the other £4. On one of the males, also a further penalty of £2 was imposed for tendering a false name. So
he was trying to get away with it.
Absolutely. The girls were fined £1 each. And then the report goes on, incidentally, bathing in the nude, or the nearly nude, has been going on warm nights at the hot pool in Dalkeith for so many years. Many people will probably consider the quartet unlucky to be caught out of all the scores who go there minus their bathers.
So it was quite a popular pastime.
Oh, apparently so, yes. In 1938, the Mirror wrote, "The hot pool at Dalkeith has become notorious for its attraction to nudists, and rarely is this secluded haven without its birthday suitors at night or in the early hours of the morning."
What wonderful scandal.
Now, during the Second World War, this sort of activity seemed to reach a peak. And it has to be said, at that time, it seems that the pool was redug or enlarged, because this area here in Dalkeith on the foreshore was used by the military as a PT centre. And I guess that all of those squaddies and the like who were doing their PT down here saw the pool and thought, oh, that could be fun at night. And so it was used a great deal for these clandestine bathing activities. After the war, the Daily News reported, in fact, in October 1945, that the Dalkeith hot pool is being filled in by the military authorities who have used it in the nearby foreshore during the past few years as an area for physical training. Now, at that point, the Nedlands Road Board entered negotiations with the State Garden Board to see if they could get control of the reserve and the pool. And the Daily News reported in May 1946, a new hot pool large enough for swimming in place of the small Dalkeith hot pool is envisaged by the committee appointed by the Nedlands Road Board to control the pool, which was transferred recently. They clearly had decided to make it a much better amenity for people. And in 1950, the surrounding area here was landscaped.
It really became quite established.
Oh, it certainly did. In November 1952, 60 Jehovah's Witnesses were actually baptized in the pool.
Isn't that funny? It's gone from being this sort of salacious place where people were skinny dipping at night to being baptized.
Yes, yes, quite incredible. But evidently, even during the early 50s, there were still complaints about men swimming in their unmentionables, in their underpants at the pool. And then sadly, in 1957, the pool finally closed because the state government refused an application from Nedlands for using the bore water for the swimming pool. Presumably, yes, they considered either there was a health hazard or something, or it was a way of ridding them of this slight problem.
What a shame.
Isn't it a shame? And here we are, we're in this grassy dip here with tea trees and the like. It must have been fun and to be here on those nights and see these outrageous activities.